All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, January 15th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we had PGA tee off early this morning for the first slate of the year. Good luck to all of you playing some PGA this weekend. We have a 5-game NBA main slate tonight, as well as a 10-game NHL slate. So, should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions, get your questions in. One of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen, and we will jump into questions. Had a couple questions come in prior to the show, so we will start there and see where things kind of go. All right, first question today. Hey, Andrew, by chance, can you go over the process of doing a contest sim versus a different build / multiple builds? Sure. So the first thing, right, is having lineups in two builds, for instance. So let's say I'm going to build this one, and maybe you're using certain parameters. Maybe you're trying to build a custom field, right? Like, so I'm just going to call this my custom field. So I'm going to rename this build. I'm going to build the lineups. So this is step one. Step two is going to be having another build where you actually have your lineup. So for this case, for build one, for example, build one is going to be my own lineups. All right. So then this one, we're going to build another 500. So right now we have two builds, right? All right. Well, this other one, my custom field, already finished. So I can work with this. So then what I need to do is I need to go to the contest tab. For this case, I'm just going to, you can either create a custom contest, or you can right click on a contest and it will use that contest's payout information. So here, I'm just going to right click. I'm going to call this just my custom contest sim. The most important part is going to the field lineups, changing this to the build. Let me remove the question here. You can see that now that my custom build has lineups, it becomes a field lineup source option. So now I can go here, I can select that field as my field lineups, and then I can say that I have one entry here, and then I can save. So now I have this custom contest sim that reflects the contest that I right-clicked on, but I have changed the field lineup source. So you would just do this. I know you mentioned multiple builds here, right? You would just do this multiple times. So then I would create a new field. And then in my field lineups, I'm sorry, I would create a new contest sim. And then in my field lineups, I would go and select another build, right? And then another build, however you are creating those. And then you're just going to have multiple versions of the same contest with these field lineups changed for each one. So that is effectively how you sim against a different build. All right, next question. Can you show examples of how different strategies can be applied within a single build? As in one group for each contest, but groups may be filtered individually or sorted by different metrics, and then how Portfolio Plus works collectively on the build. Okay, so I don't believe this works the way you're just, well, it can maybe work the same. I don't know. We'll talk about this. This one might be a little bit easier if we have an entry file. I was doing some testing on a FanDuel slate earlier today where I have an entry file uploaded. So we can talk about it here probably better. All right. So in this build, I have 5,000 lineups. I have multiple contests. We can see all these different contests here. This one already has a build, already has exposures, all that, right? So the question is asking about different filters and different sorting metrics and how portfolio works. Okay, so I'm going to start a little bit backwards here. Portfolio considers so here, right, I have a bunch of groups that are using portfolio. Well, what if I change this bottom one to use uniques one, and I change the rank by to be something else, such as projected score, right? For this contest, for whatever reason, I want to use projected score. The portfolio is only going to consider the other groups that are using portfolio. So it effectively excludes this last listed contest that is now using uniques one in the portfolio solve. So portfolio includes all groups that are portfolio. That's the first part. Second part talks about using different sorting metrics, which we show here, right? We can change any individual group to use a different sorting metric by changing the diversity from portfolio to uniques one is the first step. You can determine if you want more or less uniques with whatever rank by you want. And you can do that on a per group basis. Maybe I want one sorted by projected score. Maybe I want one contest by saber score. Maybe I want one by percentile. You know, I can go and I can alter them as needed until I'm happy with the split of uniques versus portfolio versus other sorting metrics, etc. The last part here talks about filtering the groups individually. So filtering, this is important. This is also why pool sorting doesn't matter anymore. So I have my pool of lineups, right? I can open it. I can see them. Right now, these are sorted by ROI. Well, what if I change this to be sorted by projected score? Effectively, I can sort the pool however I want, but it isn't going to have any impact on the actual lineups in the groups. The reason for that is that each group takes the pool and uses it however this group needs to. So, for instance, my second to last group is sorted by saber score. It is taking all 5,000 lineups, sorting them by saber score, and then taking the top ones. By changing the pool, that doesn't change the available lineups. It is still the same number of available lineups. This group is already resorting it on its own. So the pool sort doesn't impact any of the groups because they're sorting the lineups in the pool themselves. Now, what can affect the groups is filtering the pool. The pool is effectively all of your available lineups. So if I set a filter that says show lineups with saber score greater than zero, for instance, and I click save, my pool loses lineups here. In fact, it lost 246 in this example. So now these 246 lineups are unavailable for every single group that I have. Now that's pool filtering, right? Pool filtering affects all groups, but individual group filtering does not, right? So here I'm using a bunch of portfolio pluses, which use ROI. And then I'm using one group that uses saber score. Well, what if I only want to apply that filter to the group or groups that are using saber score? Then I would want to put the filter only on this group where it says, hey, when I am optimizing by saber score, I care that all the lineups I'm playing are positive saber score. So I should only apply that filter to this group or however many groups I have that are using saber score. while leaving the other groups unaffected, right? That makes like a lot of sense to me. So by applying it on the group level, it's going to trash the lineups within the group. You can see this when you hover over the filter icon. It'll say this many number of lineups allowed, this many of lineups filtered, or also known as trashed. It's effectively trashing those lineups within this group, making them unavailable. But it's leaving all of the lineups available for all of the other groups that are here. So filtering a group only applies to that group. And then you can hover over the filter to see how many of those lineups go into the trash. So that is how that works. I think it can be really helpful. And it is important, in my opinion, to know the difference between pool filtering versus individual group filtering. So good stuff there. All right. So far, so good. Why don't we kind of finish a build demo here? So I think we'll just roll with what we have here. I'm going to put on a when I set up a target contest ROI filter, that gets applied to each group, right? Because in this group, it is only this one contest, the Swish. The ROI is for the Swish. And then the next one, the ROI is for the and one, right? So these target contest ROIs are for each individual contest, which is great. So now I have my three aggregate metrics that I like. I have Saber score, I have projection, I have ROI. I built this with default settings, default rules. This was built a little while ago, so these ROIs and stuff are probably a little bit stale here, but that is okay. So I uploaded my entry file. I used one group per contest. I'm using Portfolio Plus, except for these ones that we manually changed down here on the bottom, which is totally cool. Now we would just be reviewing this, right? I usually do three things: sort by exposure, top down; sort by leverage, top down; and then sort by leverage inverse, right? Seems like we're taking some pretty strong stands on some of these Dallas guys. And Phoenix, you know, always a good opportunity to go and take a quick peek at these teams, saying, hey, why is this, right? Why are we seeing this? Well, when we go over to Dallas, and this is probably a good reason to have the status column visible. Bring the status column over. Well, it just so happens that Dallas has a lot of players out, including, oops, my face is in the way. Cooper Flagg rolled out. Max Christie, starter, rolled out. Anthony Davis recently rolled out as a big-time starter here. So a lot of high-salary players out. A lot of lower-salary players left, no one above 7K. Even two of these guys are still questionable, so there could be more value on Dallas. So Dallas chalk. Dallas value makes sense here. And then the other one was Phoenix. Kind of similar situation. High priced. Devin Booker is out today. Should open up some opportunities for some of these lower salary guys. These guys have lower salary on Phoenix than the Dallas players did, right? We saw like 69, 6,800 on Dallas. We don't see higher than 6,000 here on Phoenix. So some good opportunities here. Probably underpriced guys for their expected usage tonight on Phoenix as well. So I'm agreeing with all the spots that SaberSim is taking shots on based on what we're seeing here as far as injuries and opportunities go. So I really like this. I would be ready to save it. And then I can download by clicking this pop-up, or I can download it in the top left-hand corner. And then I can download that a file and then go and upload it to the respective fantasy site. All right. Knocked out a couple questions here. Knocked out a slate demo. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.